In Bourne End, in Datchet, and in Wokingham, this is Time 106.6. Good morning to you, 8 minutes past seven on a Monday morning with Vic Reeves and the Wonder Stuff and Dizzy. Connect 3 is just around the corner, but first, James Bridges rejoins me for the pay-per-view. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Mark, again.
Hello again. How are you?
Yes,
again.
Not too bad. Thank
Good stuff.
You. Yes.
Right, so the papers today then. Lots of stories in the papers. We'll start with the Daily Mirror, though, where Britain's youngest organ donor lived for only 100 minutes. What a sad story, but his life-saving legacy carries on.
Yeah, it's one of those sad stories that turns into a happy story.
It does for those who, of course, been saved by the organs donated, but to live for 100 minutes is very sad.
Obviously, yeah.
Another sad story reported in the Metro. Four young people riding on a quad bike have died after a road crash involving a sports car.
Yeah, in the Daily Star, slightly happier news. Britain will be able to soak up two more weeks of summer sunshine.
You almost wouldn't believe the story in The Sun today. England's rugby team have been dragged into a spying row after a man was seen with a camera at Australia's training ground.
I'd very much believe it, to be honest. I think they are going all out. It's a must-win game, and they're going to... Well, it looks like they're using every possible means at their disposal.
Yes.
Daily Express, back to the serious stuff. More than a million workers are being robbed of valuable state top-ups to their pensions because of a loophole.
Now, Independent and The Guardian has Jeremy Corbyn suffering his first major defeat of his leadership after unions blocked moves for Labour to oppose Trident.
Yeah, so this is a hot potato, and Jeremy Corbyn seems completely isolated. The unions are against it, not because of any sort of philosophical disagreements, really, although I don't know, but they're largely against it because of jobs. So the places where the missiles are put together, where the actual manufacturing plants are, they are Labour heartlands, and they're worried about what happens if Trident gets actually scrapped.
Well, I mean, this was a kind of a no-brainer for Jeremy Corbyn, wasn't it? He's very against this kind of thing, like the whole war kind of thing and that. And it was said, wasn't it, that some of his policies would leave him stood on his own, and this one has already.
Yeah, but the thing is, usually when you say you're on your own, it's usually like you have some support somewhere within the party.
There is none.
There is literally none.
Yeah.
Even his front bench team are completely in open disagreement with him.
Now, carrying on this story, the Daily Telegraph, the Daily Mail, party will unveil plans for a redistribution of wealth with a series of tax raids on the middle classes. That's the Labour Party again. But then in the Times, a plot to target Labour MPs who refuse to serve under Mr Corbyn has been revealed in a leaked email from a senior officer in Britain's biggest union. Now, I don't remember ever before a leadership election where the leader has been this divisive.
No, neither do I, actually.
Corbyn is Marmite, isn't he? You either love him or you absolutely detest him.
Well, the problem is that lots and lots of people around the country absolutely love him because he represents to them, you know, a new way of doing things. Everybody else, people in the political sphere, people in politics, people in trade unions, by and large, a lot of trade unions anyway, they don't like him.
Interesting to note, isn't it, that Jeremy Corbyn is popular with a lot of very young people who probably won't remember the Labour Party before Tony Blair's New Labour.
Exactly.
Which is the era that Corbyn comes from.
Exactly. So they only remembered New Labour and the... I always find it interesting. People forget the good things that New Labour did. Obviously, it got a bit messy towards the end with Tony Blair and Iraq and all that. But they did some very, very good things as well. But that all kind of got parked somewhere. And that, everyone sort of forgot about that. It was more just how they always just associate it with mismanaging the economy in Iraq. But they forget the good stuff.
I mean, the thing is, Jeremy Corbyn's got potentially 4 years, hasn't he, to unite his party to stand for an election.
Well, I mean, I was reading what Peter Mandelson has said, and actually I probably agree with him. What Labour have got to do is they've got to keep going with Corbyn, then they've got to lose the election, and then they can just say to people, look, this is why we don't go for these ultra-left-wing people, because they'll never, ever win. And in the end, what's the point in trying to be in politics if you don't actually win anything?
That's very true. And once again, we ask the question, are Labour a party for government or a party for principle? That's the question, I think, that Jeremy Corbyn's leadership election has raised.
And his contenders could obviously say, we are a party of both, but unfortunately, they're not the ones in power.
Indeed so. There Thank you, James. Back tomorrow to look at tomorrow's papers.
Indeed.
And, of course, the half-past headlines as well in around about 17 minutes.
Exactly.
And the lunchtime news at 1. Time for Connect 3 this morning. The telephone is still not working, I'm afraid. Bad news on that one, but we are on the text on 01753 463 106 on the text. Your email address is onair at time1066.co.uk. What it is three songs. They have one connection between the three songs. You tell me, and if you get it right, we put you on the roll of honour. Good luck. Here comes song number one from Meatloaf. Bat Out of Hell is song number one on Connect 3.
All-time favourites, Time 106.6.